Hello, it's James HK here. Now, normally, I'd be introducing early breakfast at this point, but today I've got something even better, something really special, not just for me, but for you guys as well, as I've got some musical guests on the show, which is something new. If you listen to my show often, you'll know as much as we love a classic, I do like introducing some new music as well, that in time is going to be a classic. And today, we've got one. In fact, no, not just one, not two, but five of them as well, as Calico are here with us. Amazing stuff. They're going to introduce themselves and they're going to talk a little bit about their tune as well. It's called Out of My Life, and then we'll get it on for you all as well.
Yes.
How are you all today?
We're good. Great. How are you today?
I'm very good.
Good.
So going from left to right, who are we?
So I'm Tiger.
I'm Julie.
I'm Chloe.
I'm Izzy.
And I'm Angel.
And together it's...
That's like an X-Factor introduction.
I won't be Simon Cowell though, don't worry. So, do you want to talk about your new tune, introduce it for us?
Yes. Who'd like to take this one?
I'll take it. I'm going to go for it. So, we have just released our new song. It just came out today.
Yep.
It's called Out of My Life, and we can't wait for you guys to hear it.
How can you do this to me? I thought you wanted to be with someone special like me. Make up your mind. Say you love me, then you hate me. Boy, you better fix mine. I could fall to pieces, but I really want stress. Guess I know you'll never find somebody who can beat this. Understanding and never demanding about your mess. And I really should have listened to my mama knows bestie.
She told me that you'll never be in my lane. And I need to be with someone that can treat me like fame. But I love you the same, you still my babe. So can you please stop playing games emotionally?
How can you do this to me? I thought you wanted to be with someone special like me. Make up your mind and just stop messing with me. If you don't want my love, get out of my life. If you don't want my love, get out of my life. You'll never find a love that's better than mine. If you don't want my love, get out of my life.
I'm sick of all your lying. Can I finally hear the truth? So am I the kind of person that you really want to lose? And I'm trying to understand why it's not working.
Somebody who can be this understanding and never demanding about your mess. And I really should have listened to my calico soldiers. They told me I can do better. I need the soul to my pepper. Me amo de Julieta, and I'm done. If you love me the same, and I'm your babe, then can you please stop playing games emotionally? How can you do this to me? I thought you wanted to be with someone special like me. Make up your mind and just stop messing with me. If you don't want my love, get out of my life.
But I'm working on a thesis. If you had a shred of decency, you'd think of all the kisses that we shed and all the mad rad that we had. Now I'm ironclad and mad sad that we're bad. Make up your mind, I'm the kind of girl that you want in your life. So you can be someone to me with no negativity. If we're the same and I'm your babe, so can you please stop playing games emotionally?
How can you do this to me? I thought you wanted to be with someone special like me. Make up your mind.
Single Out of My Life. I've been told off because I've been calling it the wrong thing, but we got it right there,
didn't we? Yeah, we got it right.
Yeah,
it was out of my time for about 2 minutes, but it's all right.
From the wonderful Calico as well. So how great was that? If you love the song, of course, feel free to listen to this again. Go and listen to it again. It's out now. It came out a couple of hours ago. It's on all your streaming platforms. So go and check it out again and again and again.
You're doing our job for us. Yeah. We're about to say that.
The music video won't be out until about 12 o'clock midday. Mm-hmm. But check out the song now as it is on all streaming platforms.
I'm actually so excited, guys. Yeah, the way we've been waiting for this song. I know, right? Finally out.
How long since you finished this song and putting it out today? How long has it been?
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Since it's been finalised and mixed.
Yeah.
Not really that long ago.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, finalised and mixed.
But in the works for a while, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
When did you start writing it, would you say?
A few years ago. Yeah, a while ago. So this is like...
A long time.
Yeah, because Dance With You is our last release. Out of My Life has been, it's very different, and you'll hear that. We don't have a melody line in Out of My Life, so it's all drum and bass, and releasing a song like that takes a minute, and writing a song and making it all sound good and piecing everything together, it takes a bit of time, so we've put a lot of work into this one.
Do all five of you write lyrics, or does someone do the music, someone do the words, or is it a collaborative process?
We do everything.
We make sure it's a collaborative process.
We all write and co-produce our own music. We dance, we sing, we do everything.
We do everything, the whole package.
You name it, we do it.
Yeah, Kirk will clean.
Will someone kick off the process? Like, one of you will, like, text you to be like, right, I've got a lyric, or I've got a theme, or I've got this beat. How does it start off?
Yeah, so we're kind of, we're in contact with many producers all around the world, really. We're working with producers in LA, we work with producers in Portugal, I work with producers in the UK. So we just, when we hear something that we like, or it kind of depends what we're needing, you know, what we feel like our project is lacking. And I think with Out of My Life, we did feel like we were lacking a very current hip-hop based tune, which is kind of when we put all of our songs together, we were like, we need one of this, we need one of this, we need one of this. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we'll just hear a beat and we'll be like, we'll send them over to each other and be like, you know what, this sounds great, let's write something over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has any of you come up with an idea that the other person's not liked and is like, I'm not...
All the time! Yeah. No, a song does not come like that. We'll have something, we'll be like, at the time, we're like, that is so good, that is quality, and then the next day we'll be like, that was awful.
Yeah.
I don't think that was
spaceship.
A hit.
That was spaceship.
Yeah. Tiger tried to make us sing about spaceships. We still make fun of that one.
I don't know why. But at the moment it was really
good. She was so adamant about it.
Now, you know what it is? We love each other. We're not precious. We all want to get the same thing done.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
It just takes
time.
If you
want to do a song about starships, maybe Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Hit up Nicki.
Nicki, if you want to collab,
if you're listening, Tiger loves spaceships and starships.
Because I remember you saying that it doesn't take a short amount of time. It's a work in progress. Mm. Like, you look at some of these stars from the 60s, like Paul McCartney or Keith Richards, and they'll be like, I had a dream, or I was on something, I've woke up, I've got this guitar line, I've got this melody, I've recorded it, I woke up the next day and was like, oh, that's pretty good. It's like, there's no way you've written a song in 2 minutes. Absolutely no chance. I can't believe it.
I mean, it depends. Writing songs can be literally a process of like, okay, we've got it done in a day,
mm-hmm.
or it can take months. There's some
every situation, really,
especially
different.
With this track, Out of My Life, we wanted it to be a track that's also about representation and about our fans. So it was a process where we actually wanted to get into it and put our all into it as well.
Yeah.
So we needed time for
it. And it's nice because you get to listen to your song over time. We were literally just saying this morning that we still listen to our tracks that we've released. Like, we still will have them in our own Spotify playlist and listen to them.
I am the majority of the Calico Street. Me, myself, and Izzy.
You've got at least another 30 from myself this week, haven't you?
Yeah!
Oh, yay! Stop it!
And maybe one more later on, who knows?
Yeah, after we leave, I'll put that tune on again.
So, we will hear your previous single, which is Dance With You.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll be hearing that shortly. And when the first time I heard that one, it gave me a sort of noughties throwback vibe.
I love that.
Love it.
Like, I was hearing a bit of Destiny's Child in it, particularly on the beat.
Well, that's an honour.
And I was like, is that something that you guys aim for? Have you taken from the influences that you've grown up with?
Yeah, because we've grown with different backgrounds as well. So, for example, me, on another side, like, I've tried to bring that Latin side But for example, on this kind of music, we listen to Destiny's Child, like TLC.
The foundation, of all our music is R&B, right? Mm-hmm. And we all love R&B. We've all grown up with it. We all appreciate it so much. But we're now putting our own spin on it. And every song we do, the core base comes from our love of R&B.
Yeah,
mixing the old school with the new school.
Mm-hmm. Mix R&B with everything. We mix R&B with reggaeton. We mix R&B with drill. We mix R&B with hip-hop. We mix R&B with pop. Yeah. We mix R&B with... I think we need to mix R&B with French, you know.
Yeah, with French.
R&B song.
And some Afrobeat.
We're going to get writing that on the train home.
We'll start writing what I'm
Spaceship about. In French.
Google Translate.
I would love that as well.
Nicki Minaj
would
love
that. She could reach out to French fan base.
Yeah. Exactly.
Starships were meant to la fly.
What is Starship in French?
I don't know.
Oh.
We're on the spot.
I don't even know what a Starship is.
Oh, what's a spaceship in French?
Spaceship is...
Oh, rocket.
Rocket is just rocket.
There we go.
Rocket.
Rocket by Calico.
I hope not, anyway. So we talk about the origin of the song. Let's talk about the origin of you guys. Who was it who said, let's do this? Like, was one of you on a karaoke somewhere and just thought, this sounds really good, actually. Let's do it.
Karaoke probably sounds more fun than what actually happened, but it's a great story.
What happened was fun.
Yeah. I basically had already met our now manager through something else, and he'd said to me, like, I really want to start a girl band. Would you be interested in coming down to London and helping start a girl band? And I think he was possibly already in contact with Tiger, or very, very soon came in contact with Tiger. And then basically it became me and Tiger messaging every single girl that lives in the UK and sings.
We were a lockdown band.
We didn't even limit it to London, because I'm not from London. I moved there for the band. So we messaged everyone, and it took us 2 years to finally create Calico that we have today.
So before the band started, you hadn't all met each other.
No.
So, like, you could have turned up and been terrible at singing. And you would have gotten no. It's worked out fantastic for you.
I mean, because it was in lockdown, it was consisted of Zoom interviews, Zoom auditions, and car parks.
Yeah. Well, I am the final piece of Calico. I'm the fifth piece of Calico.
The cherry
on the top. No, basically, I got a message from Chloe in lockdown, like, hi, do you want to audition for my girl band? I thought, yeah, why not? Got nothing else to do now. after we couldn't meet each other. Like, we couldn't meet, so we had to meet on Zoom, and I was getting to know these guys, and I was thinking, they're great, but we need to see each other face-to-face. So our manager was like, right, well, Izzy, do you want to come down for an audition in a car park in South London? So I went down to South London. He sat there with his keyboard on his knee. They were all like, hi, we're dancing in a car park, singing. Yeah, so I auditioned for this girl band in a car park. We're a lockdown group, and we got so much done despite not seeing each other. Like, we wrote a lot of our lockdown.
It would have been really cool to see, I think. As soon as McDonald's reopened, I had a lot of car park visits.
Yeah. You and us both.
Yeah, while we were in the queue for McDonald's for a whole 2 hours, it would have been nice to just see people singing and dancing in the car.
Yeah,
we should have done a girl band audition.
Entertaining.
Yeah, free entertainment.
So we are going to move on and get your previous single on, which is Dance With You.
Yes. And
what would you say differentiates the new single Out Of My Life from what you've done before?
So Out Of My Life is definitely more hip hop heavy. That's the route that we wanted to take it. Whereas Dance With You is that chill vibe that you can listen to and relax to, but also dance to it. That is in the title as well. So that's the difference that I would say.
Nice one. Well, let's see what you guys think at home for yourself. If you can tell the differences between these two songs, I mean, you're going to fall in love with both of them. You've had one. It's time for one. This is Calico with Dance With You.
Changes when I feel that you know it. The music's loud.
How wonderful was that? It's Dance With You from Calico, who are, if you've not gathered by now, in the studio with us.
Hello! Hi.
Are you still with me?
We are here. With you to the end.
Never.
That's good then. So yeah, as we were touching upon earlier on, I said that I really liked the beat in that one. It had like old school 90s vibes, which is my sort of hip hop. So I really like that as well. And we'll touch upon this later on because there's a couple of other tracks I want to talk about. In particular, My Heart Belongs to You, which you did live. And because it's a bit more stripped back, less of a beat in it, the vocals really come to the front.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was very reminiscent of the way Little Mix work, how all the voices just blend together. And I was thinking, because they've effectively gone on hiatus now, is there a gap in the market?
Oh yeah.
There's a huge gap in the market. It's and we are gonna fill it. We're gonna fill it.
And then we're gonna overfill it.
Yeah. Now there's no longer a gap. It just says Calico.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Calm down.
The gap is for us to go on and be the biggest band in the world, and
that's what we're gonna do.
Good stuff. I like it. I like the sound of it. So we've not touched upon the name Calico yet. Where did that come from? Like, who said? Or suggested the word?
Well, it's not that anyone suggested the word, but we tried to combine all of our names, like picking up the letters of our names, like putting it together until we formed Calico.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of similar to like Jodeci and TLC, it's the same concept. Vibe, and it kind of brings that 90s feel back to Calico.
Yeah, it had that 90s feel because it's rather than having long strung out names and that have several words or this at the start, it's a big thing for me. I don't know. Like the Saturdays, it's like just say here are the Saturdays.
The Who was a good one that you said.
Yeah, that was a good one.
The Who needs the Who.
Who is who?
It does need a
the. Who's who?
I'll rethink that one actually. The pet peeve for me was like JLS back in the day because there's four of them in it.
Yeah.
There's only three letters.
But I could tell you something about JLS because I'm a super fan and I could tell you anything about JLS every day. So JLS stands for Jack the Lad Swing, which we kind of said earlier, Jack the Lad Swing. It's kind of a bit of a mix of new Jack Swing music and like a cool guy, Jack the Lad.
And that's what they were.
New Jack Swing. So they were cool guys.
They're so cool.
R&B, hip hop.
You could also say that there's five members of Calico and six letters in our name.
Yeah. But that's just because there's a mystery
member. It's a word though, doesn't it?
And the C stands for Calico. Yeah,
That's true.
Yeah. Who's the best member of JLS?
No, I actually can't answer that, you know. Because I love them all. But I'd say when I was a kid, my favourite was Aston. Because he can do a backflip. A really good backflip. Do you know, me and Chloe went to see them in December for the reunion tour.
Yes, we did. Taking Tiger to the JLS reunion tour was like taking a one-year-old to see Mickey Mouse. She was crazy. We had so much fun, though. But Tiger was crying.
It was the best day ever.
Honestly, it was a great time. We loved them all.
As good as they did as well, then you're to win, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were literally like it was their first day on stage. They were so hyped. It was amazing.
Yeah, they were great.
Cute. Earlier on I touched on about your live track, which is a cover, I believe, My Heart Belongs to You, and I was saying how your vocals really come to the forefront on that, and that's probably my personal favourite of your stuff so far.
Thank you.
Out of my life, I mean, I've only heard it the once so far, but it's up there.
They're all just so great, do you know what I mean?
So I believe you have a little story about My Heart Belongs to You, actually.
Yeah. Yes, we do. So it was one of the first things we released as a band, and it was obviously a live cover. It's a Jodeci cover. Jodeci are a huge inspiration for us. When we released it, we messaged people, please listen to it, and Mr. Dalvin, who is a member of Jodeci, ended up seeing...
And wrote the song.
Yeah, and he wrote the song. He ended up seeing our cover. He put it on his Instagram. We were like, oh my gosh! Anyway, then we got invited to LA.
It gets better.
We got invited to LA, and we went out to LA, and exactly the same day that we had one free day in LA, the only free day, was the day that they were performing, Jodeci and New Edition, were performing at LA, and that was our free day, and he invited us down to the concert for free.
Yeah.
We went and watched it. It was incredible, amazing. And then we all went and met him afterwards. And we were like, oh my gosh, like fangirling over Mr. Dadman. And then we were like, we got a bit cocky towards the end, didn't we? We were like, you know what? We've seen you. Why don't you come see us tomorrow? And lo and behold, the next day, Mr. Dalvin turned up to our show, and it was an amazing feeling for all of us.
It was so fun.
What was that like? Like, as you walk out on stage, you see him, it's like, oh, he's actually here.
The best part was he danced, and he was in the zone. He was dancing to every single song. He was singing along by the end of Dance With You.
Yeah, he was absolutely loving it.
We were like, oh yeah, you're gonna come. He was like, yeah, I'm gonna come. We were like, okay, yeah, sure. And then we see him walk in, and we're mid singing, and we're like, oh, he's actually
here. Yeah, I'm trying to look at the other girls to be like, guys, it's down, it's itchy downstairs. But I'm trying to do the choreography at the same time.
It was a dream.
Has he got the t-shirt?
Oh,
we need to get
actually, maddest thing, Mr. Dalvin's nickname is Calico.
Oh, yeah!
His nickname is Calico. It's a crazy, crazy, crazy.
He actually already has a Calico jacket.
He has a Calico jacket.
Yeah.
So you don't need to buy the merch, and you're already getting promotion.
No, he will buy that, however.
Oh, yeah, he will buy it.
If you are listening.
If you want to wear a Calico t-shirt in your next show, no, don't forget, he will.
So, you're all London-based. I remember you saying that you weren't originally from London. But what is your favourite place in London to go to or just chill? Is there a songwriting spot, or is it just somewhere you all just go to escape? Or is it just a sightseeing spot? You're like, you know what, this is London for me.
Great question.
Do we have one together or individually? I think we don't... I mean, together you'll always find us in a rehearsal studio. Yeah.
Like, what a place that we personally... We really all want to perform in... Personally, we. I meant to say, we all really want to perform in Wembley Stadium.
Oh my gosh,
also in the O2 Arena. And speaking of the O2 Arena, we actually have a little O2 Arena theme.
Yes!
In the music video
so, that you guys will see later on today.
Check out the video later on today. And you're going to see one of our personal favourite spots, Calico's favourite spots, because we chose to... Shoot the music video
there.
Yeah, actually, that is a great answer.
Yeah,
that is probably our new favourite spot.
I'll take that. I really like the Shard, me, personally. The first time I went up, it was clear skies, and we went up just as it was sunset. So it was just absolutely beautiful. Wow. You could see everything, and then the sun went down behind Wembley Stadium.
Oh, wow.
So maybe one day I'll be at the top of the Shard, the sun will set over Wembley while you're playing.
Yeah. Oh, what a dream.
And that is a match made.
Vision!
It is.
Manifesting it. Have you ever been on the London Eye?
I have, yes.
What would you say is better?
I prefer the Shard because I felt a lot safer.
Yeah. It's so rigid. People from London, like us two who live in London, like, I've never been on the London Eye.
I've never been on the London Eye.
None of us have been on the Eye.
We need to go on the London Eye.
That is going to be our new spot.
We'll go on the London Eye and write a song on the London Eye because it takes so long
to get round. Calico takes on London.
Right, the London Eye, I feel a lot more exposed than at the top of the Shard. Because even though it's a lot, lot higher,
yeah.
I don't know, you can walk back from the edge. Whereas the London Eye, it's like, well, the drop's in front of you.
You're trapped now. You're in a box.
Trapped.
Yeah.
With some strangers.
Yes. And when I start hugging them because I don't feel safe and you get weird looks off them. That's not great. But if you've got a Calico t-shirt on, they'll be like... Don't hug me. Where'd you get your shirt from?
Yeah. Oh, I love your shirt.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, yeah, well, we've got a Calico t-shirt, we've got Calico hoodies, we've got a beanie, we've got dog tags. Your
merch is ever growing.
So to end this off, I was wondering, like when I used to do music back in the day, I still do from time to time. Like, I have this friend called Jordan. I'm on drums, he's on guitar. We jam a little bit.
How nice.
But neither of us can sing and neither of us can write songs. We have one song which is like a minute long and it's a punk track called I Can Drive a Forklift.
Oh!
And it's just not very good. So
I bet it's great. But I Can Drive a Forklift is a banger.
Yes, it is. And whenever we're driving towards jamming or something, and when I used to be in my old band, whenever we were driving to a gig, there was always one song that pumped us up, got us in the mood, ready to go. I was wondering, is there a song for you guys?
I want to know what song yours is first.
We had a really cheesy 80s song called Born to Be Alive.
Ah.
By Patrick Hernandez. I think he literally was the definition of a one-hit wonder. But we had that one. I still love it to this day, but... So I was wondering if you guys have one that we could end the whole
show with.
Yeah, I'd say it's Candy Girl by New Edition. Yeah. It brings that. It brings back memories from when we were in LA and we saw them live. It was just amazing. Plus, the song is. It's just good vibes.
Great vibes.
Amazing stuff. Well, I'd be privileged to stick that on fire as we all say goodbye. Last of all, Out of My Life, it is out today.
Yeah!
Take it away.
Yeah! Yes! Yes! Yes!
TikTok, whatever. Everything.
Yes,
all
platform.
C-A-L-Y-C-O Music.
And don't forget the music video coming later on as well. You thought the song was good, this is even better.
Exactly.
Yay!
So yeah, thank you very much for joining us today. I've been James HK, these have been Calico.
Thank you so much. Best time.
And if you want to hear more of my irritating voice, we have Early Breakfast 5 till 7 every Monday to Friday, where I'm sure we'll be playing Out of My Life again and again and again.
Yeah!
Thanks for listening in. See you again.
My girl's like candy, a candy tree. She knocks me high up on my feet.